Welcome to the Power of Proverbs. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and the Lord of Glory to tell you a story that reveals the Father's heart for you. As you listen to today's reading of Proverbs, trust that the God who created you and knows you knows what you need to hear for today. Proverbs 19. It's better to be honest, even if it leads to poverty, than to live as a dishonest fool. The best way to live is with revelation knowledge, for without it, you'll grow impatient and run right into error. There are some people who ruin their lives and then blame it all on God. Being wealthy means having lots of friends, but the poor can't keep the ones they have. Perjury won't go unpunished, and liars will get all that they deserve. Everyone wants to be close to the rich and famous, but a generous person has all the friends he wants. When a man is poor, even his family has no use for him. How much more will his friends avoid him? For though he begs for help, they won't respond. Do yourself a favor and love wisdom. Learn all you can. Then watch your life flourish and prosper. Tell lies and you're going to get caught, and the habitual liar is doomed. It doesn't seem right when you see a fool living in the lap of luxury or a prideful servant ruling over princes. An understanding person demonstrates patience, for mercy means holding your tongue. When you're insulted, be quick to forgive and forget it, for you are virtuous when you overlook an offense. The rage of a king is like the roar of a lion, but his sweet favor is like a gentle, refreshing rain. A rebellious son breaks a father's heart, and a nagging wife can drive you crazy. You can inherit houses and land from your parents, but a good wife only comes as a gracious gift from God. Go ahead, be lazy and passive, but you'll go hungry if you live that way. Honor God's holy instructions, and life will go well for you. But if you despise his ways and choose your own plans, you will die. Every time you give to the poor, you make a loan to the Lord. Don't worry, you'll be repaid in full for all the good you've done. Don't be afraid to discipline your children while they're still young enough to learn. Don't indulge your children or be swayed by their protests. A hot-tempered man has to pay the price for his anger. If you bail him out once, you'll do it a dozen times. Listen well to the wise counsel and be willing to learn from corrections so that by the end of your life, you'll be known for your wisdom. A person may have many ideas concerning God's plan for his life, but only the designs of God's purpose will succeed in the end. A man is charming when he displays tender mercies to others, and a lover of God who is poor and promises nothing is better than a rich liar who never keeps his promises. When you live a life of abandoned love, surrendered before the awe of God, here's what you'll experience: abundant life, continual protection, and complete satisfaction. There are some people who pretend they're hurt, deadbeats who won't even work to feed themselves. If you punish the insolent who don't know any better, they will learn not to mock. But if you correct a wise man, he will grow even wiser. Children who mistreat their parents are an embarrassment to their family and a public disgrace. So listen, my child. Don't reject correction, or you'll certainly wander from the ways of truth. A corrupt witness makes a mockery of justice, for the wicked never play by the rules. Judgment is waiting for those who mock the truth, and foolish living invites a beating. The power of Proverbs is not just about hearing God's word, but applying his word to our lives. If you're interested in exploring today's word and going deeper, higher, and wider so that you can understand how to apply it to your life, then tap into our Take 10 podcast for insights for increasing the kingdom of heaven in your life. And remember, wisdom works if you work it. To learn more about our sponsors, go to our website, thefathersheartforyou.com. That's the Father's Heart in lowercase with a number 4 and a capital U.com.